Trans women in real life are different from trans women on television. For one thing, when you take away the mystification, misconceptions, and mystery, they're at least as boring as everybody else. Oh, neurosis. Oh, trauma. Oh, look at me. My past messed me up, and I'm still working through it. Despite the impression you might get from daytime talk shows and dumb movies, there isn't anything particularly interesting there, although, of course, Maria may be biased. She wishes other people could understand that without her having to tell them. It's always impossible to know what anyone's assumptions are. People tend to assume that trans women are either drag queens and loads of trashy fun, or else sad, pathetic, and deluded pervy straight men. At least, until they save up their money and get their sex change operations, at which point they become just like every other woman, or something. But Maria's like, dude, hi, nobody ever reads me as trans anymore. Old straight men hit on me when I'm at work, and in all these years of transitioning, I haven't even been able to save up for a decent pair of boots. This is what it's like to be a trans woman. Maria works in an enormous used bookstore in Lower Manhattan. It is a terrible place. The owner is this very rich, very mean woman who is perpetually either absent or micromanaging. The managers under her have all been miserable under her for 20 or 30 or 40 or 50 years, which means they are assholes to Maria and everybody else who works there under them. It's kind of a famous old-timey bookstore that's been around forever. Maria's been working there for something like 6 years. People quit all the time because not everybody can deal with the abuse that comes from this job. Maria, though, is so emotionally closed off and has so much trouble having any feelings at all that she's like, well, it's union. I'm making enough to afford my apartment, and I know how to get away with pretty much anything I want to get away with. I'm not leaving unless they fire me. But when she started working there, she was like, hello, I'm a dude, and my name is the same as the one that's on my birth certificate. Then, when she had been working there a year or two, she had this kind of intense and scary realization that for a really long time, as boring and cliched as this is, for as long as she could remember, she had felt all fucked up. So she wrote about it. She laid it out and connected all these dots. The sometimes I want to wear dresses dot, the I am addicted to masturbation dot, the I feel like I have been punched in the stomach when I see an unselfconscious pretty girl dot, the I cried a lot when I was little and I don't think I've cried at all since puberty dot. Lots of other dots. A constellation of dots. The oh man, do I get more fucked up than I mean to every time I start drinking dot. The I might hate sex dot. So she figured out that she was trans, told people she was changing her name, got on hormones. It was very difficult and rewarding and painful. Whatever. It was a very special episode. The point is just, there are people at her job who remember when she was supposed to be a boy, who remember when she transitioned, and who might, at any point, tell any of the new people who come to work with her that she is trans. And then she has to do damage control, because remember, how is she supposed to know what weird ideas these people have about trans women? Like, what if they are a liberal and want to show how much compassion they have? I have this trans friend, instead of, hey trans friend, I like you, let's have a three-dimensional human relationship. That's what it's like to be a trans woman. Never being sure who knows you're trans or what that knowledge would even mean to them. Being on unsure, weird social footing. And it's not even like it matters if somebody knows you're trans. Who cares? You just don't want your hilarious, charming, complicated, weirdo self to be erased by ideas people have in their heads that were made up by, like, hack TV writers or even hackier internet porn writers. It just sucks having to educate people. Sound familiar? Trans women have the same exact shit that everybody else in the world has who isn't white, het, male, able-bodied, or otherwise privileged. It's not glamorous or mysterious, it's boring. Maria is totally exhausted by it and bored of it, and if you're not, she is sorry. Terribly, appallingly, sarcastically, uselessly, and pointlessly sorry.
Thank you for listening to this clip provided to you by Macmillan Audio. To hear more, look for this title wherever audiobooks are sold.